Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, there is in Syria right now, there is a battle going on. And in God's news behind the news, I want us to be able to listen to a perspective understanding about that particular battle and what's taking place. We'll be right. Listen up.
God's news behind the news. You know, we want to find out. We can talk about what God has to say in his word, but it's applicable. You know, it's what we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. God has something to say about his creation. He has something to say about what's going on. He's not silent in the affairs of men. And it's not like you know, and this is what tradition has done today. Mm-hmm. It's like, we'll talk about God Sunday between, you know, 10 and 10:15. But right now I'm just trying to do business. Mm-hmm. You know, right now I'm trying to prevent a war. And it's like, you have to understand he wants to walk with you 24/7 and you to walk with him. He's got answers for everything, how to be a father and a mother, mm-hmm. and how to respond to your parents and how, you know, how to be a wife and a husband and a business owner, how to respond to authority, how to be a president. I mean, the wisdom of God, when you hear about, you know, Abraham Lincoln, President Abraham Lincoln, that where other presidents bought in to what the strongholds were in the nation, he stood up for what was right. And he just said, I want to entrust, basically he said, I'm just going to just entrust all this with God. I'm just going to do what's right and let God work it out. And it was just pretty cool. Mm. But Syria right now, which is on northern borders of Israel, you have Lebanon and Syria, that's they're at civil war right now. They're fighting in civil war. And it's really, you know, Al-Qaeda and Iran and it's almost like the citizens are caught in between this. Mm-hmm. And it's a second heaven, Ephesians 6:12, right. Battle going on. But this is like the hat of Israel. You know, imagine wearing a hat on your head. This is the top of Israel.
Yeah.
And you have our president partnering with Putin, you know, the president of Russia, to bring his battleships down into the Gulf to be able to try to stop this, and which is the Gog and the Magog aspect of it. Mm. And in addition, there's Russian helicopters in the air. I mean, this is not good. Mm-hmm. This is not good. And this is what I want to mention this morning, and it's in the news this morning, that Syria is the biggest stockpiler of chemical weapons. They have the biggest stockpile in the world, it's reported, mm-hmm. of chemical weapons, which are horrific. They've even used them on their own people.
Right.
When they were fighting against Iran, they used them against the Iranian soldiers. They had it was just sad. You know, like, and Israel, as you know, and just so you would know also as our listeners, that, you know, they can reach every part of Israel with those chemicals.
Right.
They can reach every part of Israel with those chemicals. And the word is that if Assad feels like he's going to lose, and he's the leader over there right now, his dad led this way as a tyrant, mm-hmm. and he's leading the same way, that they will move all those chemical weapons and bring them into Lebanon, which is right beside Syria and also on top of Israel. And then Hezbollah will have those chemical weapons, which are the ones firing thousands of missiles into Israel. And one year they fired thousands of missiles into this small country called Israel, mm-hmm. and they have bomb shelters everywhere. But chemical war, I mean, it's the most gruesome thing, you know, that you can imagine. And right now, the biggest stockpiler of chemical weapons is on top, you know, the northern border of Israel. Russia's getting involved in there. We are kind of passive in our outward stance for them, not understanding, you know, the citizens there need our help. Mm-hmm. For some reason, this is really strange. And this is the reason why it's strange, because there's strategies going on that, President Mubarak, the president of Israel, you know, obviously we talked about that before and you could find out about it. But, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood was banned in Egypt. Mm-hmm. Of course, our president came in, gave a speech at Cairo, invited the Muslim Brotherhood in, and now they're president of Israel. And it's strange, at the time they're trying to decide the election, that Mubarak is in a coma. They said he fell, you know, in prison. And it's like they're trying to snuff him out, it looks like. I mean, you would think in the natural sense. I have no, I'm just telling you what I know on my heart.
Right.
That when evil is practicing, they cannot have people in the know saying something.
Mm-hmm.
And who would be in the know but other than Mubarak?
Right.
And here this man, you know, he's in jail. He's got a life sentence now for being, you know, probably a tyrannical leader too. And all of us, he's like in some coma.
Right.
And they just said he fell.
Right.
You know? And this is all the way around Israel. And he said, in the word of God lets us know that, you know, all those nations around you will be like a trembling cup. You know, all this stuff will be coming. And here were these chemical weapons on the northern borders of Israel. And we are not really getting involved in that. We didn't get involved in Iran. When Iran was going through the same thing that this, you know, Arab Spring that was going on, they went to the streets like every other country. And they wrote our president and they said, hey, you know, you said all this stuff, you know, for so long, America said this, here we are, we're ready to do it. And he told, America and the world that they didn't send any communication to him at all.
Mm.
Only later to report when it came out, they sent a letter saying, please help us,
mm-hmm.
you know, please right. help us. And we didn't even respond to them. Well, Syria and Iran are partners and Iran is the one that's funding all that. Al Qaeda and Hezbollah and all these different things. And so our president doesn't seem to be willing to go and deal with those who are against Israel. He could have done the same thing that he did. I mean, look at Libya, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, when I was in law enforcement and I saw, you know, somebody going around taking people out, eventually they got caught. And they were taken out.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, you can't continue to just take lives over sovereign nations. It's like, my goodness, you know? And now for some reason, you know, they are not standing with Israel, against Iran. They didn't stand up for the people while they were being beat in the streets. I don't have a video of it. I could show you a video of it. But right in the middle of the streets, they just sat there and kicked this lady. They kicked her in the ribs. They just kicked her all over the place. If anything, I mean, that's the way they're treating their people. And we're all about freedom and human rights and all that, but we did not respond to them or help them out. And now Syria, their partners and friends, here they are with all these chemical weapons. They're getting these funds from Iran. And they hate Israel as well and America. And we're just kind of inactive in these two key places that have two huge strongholds in regards to coming against our country.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you think that that our leadership is okay with that. Because if you'll go into Libya
mm-hmm.
and you will take out, you know, Gaddafi,
mm-hmm.
you know, take him out. You'll participate and send your troops to the airport and take him out and transition Libya, which is another surrounding the Persian, the Gulf,
mm-hmm.
that it just doesn't make sense why you wouldn't take out Iran situation or partner with them or take out Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel right now is in a dangerous time. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to Avi today and Avi Mizrahi in Tel Aviv, and he's going to be joining us on VFN radio, you know, getting the perspective of an Israeli that's sitting here. They're having dreams right now, Pat,
mm-hmm.
in Israel of planes flying over from Iran and dropping bombs on Tel Aviv and then flying back, you know, in the prayer room and all that in Tel mm-hmm. Aviv as they're praying, you know, God's beginning to show visions like that. So we got to pay attention that, mm-hmm. that you know, whatever happens to Israel, whatever happens to the Jews, happens to the church.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And we want to stand for Israel. We want to pray for Israel. If you haven't yet downloaded this application, it's called Pray for Israel. It'll remind you at noon every day, no matter what your time zone is, that you can, it'll just make a noise, make a sound, play music, you know, and remind you of the culture there and begin to just pray for Israel. If it's just simple, you know, Lord bless Israel. Mm-hmm. You think about every hour that goes off and people can pray for Israel. So I'm looking forward, you know, to Avi joining us, but realize right this moment, that's what's taking place in Syria. And if they said, this is what they're saying, if in fact it looks like Assad is going to lose his reign, He will shift that stockpile of chemical weapons to Lebanon, which is right there on top of Israel on the northern border. And now all the biggest stockpile of chemical weapons will be sitting on the northern boundaries of Israel. And you're looking at this, too. You're looking at, you know, at some point, America is going to get involved. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have troops on the ground at some point. You know, and if we pray for Israel now, you know, God can intervene and we won't be in war there. Mm-hmm. But if we just sit back and do nothing while Israel's being threatened, you know, you're going to be in a dust cloud soon if you're of that age to be drafted or, you know, cut a war and fighting a war right there, the very place that we're talking about. So I want to encourage you, you know, pray for the peace of Israel. You know, pray this thing in Syria would stop, that King Assad would just stop what's going on. You know, he would repent from all of this and he would step down for power. If that's what it is, I don't know what it's going to take up there. God knows. But we don't, who's going to take over is a big deal. I mean, mm-hmm. Who's going to take over? It could be somebody worse. It could be the Muslim Brotherhood. They're taking over these other nations. You know, we don't want the Muslim Brotherhood taking over any more nations that they're already taking over. So pray for the peace of Israel. That's God's news behind the news.
So you think about it. The Muslim Brotherhood is beginning to take over right now in Syria. What they're finding out today, what they're saying today, is that, you know, Assad's father massacred the Muslim Brotherhood. And now the Muslim Brotherhood, it's not the people, it's not the Syrian people, it's the Muslim Brotherhood that are coming in to take over the way they took over Egypt. That's who's president now, the president of Egypt, which is on the southern border of Israel. In other words, when you step out of Israel, if you're walking south, for example, in Israel, and you stepped out of the nation of Israel and into the next nation, the next step would be Egypt. That's how close, that's Egypt. Now, Syria is on the northern borders. When Pat and I were in Israel, we covered the borders and prayed and went and saw. But you could stand on the northern border of Israel, and you can look and see Syria. You can see Lebanon, and it's just right there. And Israel's a very small, you know, nation. And here we are now. We're starting to see, you know, some things unfold. It's like the Muslim Brotherhood and Islam's ultimate goal is a caliphate. Their goal is to be able to, they believe that everything needs to be under the Islamic law. And we'll talk more about that. I'll talk more about that in just a little bit. But, okay, that's the Muslim Brotherhood. We're going to kind of build on this, hopefully. And by the end of this extra hour, you're going to have a good understanding of kind of a direction. Because I'm really feeling more and more in my heart that if you look at Bible prophecy, that we could very easily click over into, you know, the end. It could very easily click over in the end. We're starting to get, you know, prophetic dreams and visions and some different things. And we don't know whether that is for, you know, a fulfillment of this or that or whatever. But realize this, the Lord can come in a twinkling of an eye. Be ready. Be ready to meet him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.